7.
Live, you can bring up anything you want. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Coming up, an absolutely ludicrous interview with the chairman of the FCC. You don't get to hear from him too often in the mainstream media, but basically he wants to turn into a cop for your internet connection. We'll tell you about that here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And then coming up, Mark, you've got a question about what to do with the Ron Paul people.
Well, yeah.
We'll get to that.
Relationship to them.
Your calls coming first, though. Let's go to, and by the way, Michelle Seven is joining us tonight here. Good evening.
Hi.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Lawrence, listening in Minneapolis. Lawrence, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Yes, I wanted to just comment on the student that killed himself. You know,
yes,
I think
13
that,
years old, blew his brains out in the hallway of the school this morning.
Yeah, and you know that's sad and unfortunate. But I think we've created a culture for our kids of, you know, of babying them and being
coddling them.
Yes, exactly, and being too sympathetic. And I feel that, you know, this is being used to, you know, take basically freedoms away from kids for being kids. I'm not saying that bullying is good. Of course, it isn't. But that's kind of a rite of passage that kids have gone through since probably the beginning. And, you know, you just have to learn how to deal with it.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't accept that. I don't think that, just to pass off a harrowing experience that somebody might have gone through as, oh, that's just a rite of passage. Everybody's got to get bullied. Come on, suck it up, buddy. Well, I think to just pawn that off like that is, it's not right, because ultimately... If I had a child, and Mark, I don't have one, but you do, Mark, he's 4 years old now, 4 and a half at least, and you were telling me, I don't think you said this on the air, maybe you did, but I guess you were watching some video with Laura and your wife, and there was...
Yeah, let me tell the story. So we were watching the OWN network, which had a show on about Mommy Dearest. What was the name of the actress?
Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford. Thank
you. Yeah, thanks for that. And I guess it was written by her daughter, and I don't know that it was written after Joan Crawford died, so she didn't get a rebuttal to whatever the story was, but from the movie, I guess...
There were no wire hangers in my house, let me tell you.
And I believe it was the wire hangers, scene that Jack saw where,
You let him see that?
Well, I didn't let him see anything.
The
I'm not sure what he saw precisely, but, the television, it was on, and Jack saw what Jack saw, whatever that might have been. And he looked at the TV, and his little mouth was open, and anybody who has a four-year-old knows what perfect skin and perfect little faces they have. And his little mouth was open, and he turned and looked at Laura, my wife, and said... Mommy, why is that mama hitting that little girl? And
that is the saddest thing I've heard in recent memory.
Now, I'm not sure what that has to do with bullying, but it's a great story.
Well, no, the reason I brought that up in the first place was because he'd never encountered anything like that. Like, you guys had never treated him that way, and that's why when he saw that happening, he was bewildered. He could not imagine a mom treating her child that way. And that was, like, one of those shocking, welcome to reality kind of moments. Here you go, Jack. This is what other kids have to deal with. And he didn't have to, up until that point, he hadn't experienced that. Now, I'm not saying that parents should attempt to prevent their children from experiencing anything bad. Obviously, life is full of ups and downs, and you're going to have to experience bad things at some point. But that's not to, but I just feel like you're just kind of blowing it off, like, oh, well, everybody has to get bullied. No, they don't. For instance, a lot of people are spanked by their parents when they're growing up. Mark, this happened to you. You were spanked growing up.
So were you.
But you, just only like once. But anyway, you were spanked growing up, Mark, and you have not done that with Jack. And so, no, you don't have to get spanked. Just because some people get spanked doesn't mean everybody has to get spanked. It doesn't mean that it's a good experience to go through. It doesn't mean that you're going to grow in the right direction after you get through it. So off bullying as though everybody's got to go through it, I think, it's insensitive.
I don't think you're saying that everyone has to go through it, but rather they do go through it. There's a difference between have to and do.
Let him respond.
Yes, exactly. And I don't think the analogy of spanking is very good, because what spanking is a form of discipline. All children should have discipline. It doesn't mean that you have to, all children need to be spanked.
No, spanking is a form of punishment.
Spanking is abuse.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. And so with kids in school, you know, being bullied, you have to, you know, that's stuff that you have to deal with, because when you get into the workforce, you have to deal with things and you have to learn how to deal with things in an appropriate manner. So with kids in school, you know, my parents, they told me, well, you know, if somebody's, you know, hitting you, you hit them back. Don't let yourself be bullied by others.
Your parents,
if you come home
you?
And cry, oh, yes, yes. They said, if you come home crying, well, then you're going to have a problem with us. And so I didn't get into fights at school. Actually, I saw kind of what was going on, and then I kind of learned to, you know, just kind of diffuse the situation and get out of it. And so I learned early not to get into that fighting mode, and then, because, you know, then that can turn into, you know, suspensions, and then who knows what your life could turn into. And unfortunately now, because of the situation with schools where if kids get into a fight, now they call the police. Now that could be a record. Whereas when I was a kid, I'm in my mid-30s, you know, teachers would actually let you fight. They would just say, you know, that's them getting out their aggression.
It happens.
You know, and it happened, and they dealt with it in a better way, I think, than today, where, you know, any little thing, then you have a record. You're locked up. And I think that's why we're
agree with that. I agree that people shouldn't be, you know, getting a criminal record for being bratty teenagers or you know, elementary schoolers or whatever. So I think that you're right. Mark, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm saying is that, you know, they've gone too far. Now you get kids getting, you know, sent home for butter knives and aspirins and little toy guns and things like that, and it's absolutely ludicrous. Drawing pictures of guns.
But what I heard in the beginning of your call, the part that I most vehemently disagreed was the idea that bullying is just part of life, and that people should just accept it. And I say that's not good enough. I think that if I were to have a child, I would not want that person to deal with being bullied, and I would not want them in an environment in which they were being bullied. I wouldn't want to send my kids to the equivalent of prison every day, where there are, you know, some other prison heavies hanging around that are attempting to, you know, extract obedience or lunch money from my children. I wouldn't want that. And Michelle, I don't imagine you'd want the same thing for your kids, right?
Absolutely not. However, you know, there's this interesting question, are we born evil or not? Are people going to behave in that fashion, whether they're taught to or not, just because there's something innate within us? And as a parent, you know, my kids were not exposed to physical abuse, and we didn't have television and things, so they didn't see any, you know, beating or fighting. And my two boys tell me now that they used to really get into it, but they knew not to let mom know because, you know, I would be so disappointed in them. But they used to kind of terrorize each other a little bit as young kids and everything. And, you know, they tell me, oh, mom, you know, they tell me now, oh, mom, that was just part of growing up.
But dogs,
exactly.
You know, dogs in a pack wrestle with one another and things like that. And it's part of their pack
mentality. I don't think people are born good or evil. I think people are born flexible, and you can, you know, you can fit into the environment that you're made, that you're in. And the kids will fit in. They're forced into the environment of school, whatever that school is, whether it's, you know, homeschool, public school, private school, whatever that school is, they're in that environment, and they really don't have too much of an option as far as it goes. They're going to be where they're going to be, and they have to fit into that environment. Now, the question is that environment most conducive for making an effective adult in the future? I spent 9 years in prison, and I wasn't raised in the kind of environments that generally people who go to prison are raised in. I was, you know, sort of your middle-class white kid showing up in prison, and it was a very, you know, strange environment for me. 9 years later, I was pretty good at prison. So I was able to mold myself into what it took to be pretty good at doing that thing. And what it took when I got out was I didn't date a woman for a year.
You liked men, because no.
That's really funny. That's the best
Lauren,
joke
thanks
of the night.
For the call, man. I appreciate it.
No. I was so weird, so utterly like no fun to be around. I was a foreigner in.
Oh, you've got a prison stories.
Yeah. Well, even just the way I acted, it just didn't really fit, and it seemed
the prison
so
lingo
strange.
Still spitting the prison lingo and
some of that, but. Kind of the way one carried themselves. To some extent, I was going to toughen up the rest of the world. I was going to show them that being tough was a good way to be. And that really didn't work at all, I can assure you. And I think that, you know, when if you're sending a kid to a public school, they're going to live a public school life, whatever that is.
Yeah, and I don't think that's acceptable. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control here and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, the FCC chairman is a power monger. Are you surprised?
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17.5760. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,891, $9.46 for a half ounce, or $4.5023 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,891, $9.46, and $4.5023.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. Bring up anything you want here. Toll free number 855-453. That's the CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features on the site. We give them away, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. If you're a lady listener, you can get details at the top of the page as to how to become part of the Shrine. It involves validating yourself with a photo or video in which you show us some evidence, like a sign that references Free Talk Live or one of the hosts or something like that. Some way in which when we look at the photo or video, we'll know that you actually listen to the show and aren't some sort of scam artist trying to pass off a picture of somebody who you're not, that sort of thing. So shrine.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Rob, listening in Indy. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live, and you're tuned to WXNT.
Hi, how you guys doing? I love you guys' show.
Thanks.
I just happened to be hearing what you guys were talking about today, and y'all were talking about some bullying. And it's funny because I'm a redhead. So
me too! Redheads unite!
So instantly, I got bullied as a kid just because of the fact that I had red hair. I mean, I saw it from, you know, everywhere from the kids to even the teachers and the administration, you know, at school, because they, you know, picked me out of the crowd. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, as far as bullying goes, no matter what you do, it's always going to be there. I mean, example, look at what's going on right now with the presidential campaign. They're both slandering each other, you know, that kind of thing. And it happens during political, you know, every political campaign that's going on in the country. Everybody's talking bad about everybody else and bullying each other and doing all this stuff. I mean, it's just how it's going to be.
Wait a second.
I personally do have a child. And
hold on. Before you tell me the story, I do want to hear about your child, but, there's a difference here. Yes, I agree with you that bullying is going to exist because people are going to be damaged at some point. The question is do we want to perpetuate this, and do we want to arrest the bullying as much as we can early on? The presidential election is a situation rife ripe for bullying.
It's a conflict-oriented.
Two men enter, one man leaves, and that's the way that goes.
But if I'm walking down the street and I encounter somebody that's saying something mean to me, I can just keep walking. I'm not obligated to stay in the same room with that person for 8 hours a day.
And no, you're not. And that's true. But at the same time, I mean, you have to understand. I'll give you a perfect example. You know, me being a redhead, I stick out everywhere I go. So, I'm in class.
Because you're smoking hot.
Sixth grade. and I'm in sixth grade. I remember this to the T. And I was yawning one day in class. And all I did was open my mouth to yawn. But there were some people talking that happened to be in my area. I instantly got in trouble and got a detention just because of the fact that the teacher saw me. Now, I know that, people, you know, are going to say, well, that's not bullying. Well, here's the thing. Every time somebody would talk in class, the teacher would instantly look at me if it came from anywhere in the area and pick on me because they thought that, you know, I was the easiest target because I had the red hair. I stood out from everybody. I mean, when you're, you know, a redhead in a sea of brown, it's kind of easy to pick you out.
Well, look at movies. You know, the redheaded woman is always the either the prostitute or the bad seed, you know. So there are those, like, stereotypes. Was it generated from the adults or was it more generated
from
students?
You're saying it was the teacher that was picking on you, right?
I had teachers picking on me. I mean, because of the fact that I had red hair and I stood out. They would blame me for stuff in the class that I had nothing to do with.
Are you arguing this is a good thing though?
I don't think it's a good thing, but I don't think there's anything that anybody can do about it.
I think that there is something you can do about it, and that is you can get your kids the hell out of government school and don't put up with it if private school teachers are treating your kids that way.
Mm-hmm.
See, I disagree. I think that, you know, what you have to do is you have to, you know, talk to your kids, and I think that, which is what I'm going to do, and I think you have to, you know, make them understand that 90% of the time, somebody who's picking on you, you know, they're just picking on you because they're upset with themselves or whatever. I mean,
that's true, but the 90% of the time, the person who's picking on you is probably not in a position of power over you. So I agree with you. Sticks and stones may break my bones. I mean, it's cool to teach kids that sort of stuff, and I'm for that because obviously they are going to encounter people that have nasty things to say at some point in their life. But when the person who's saying nasty things or doing nasty things also has the ability to affect your grade, then it's a different story, right? So I don't want my child going into a classroom where the teacher is expressing an obvious bias against my son or daughter. That's not acceptable. I'm going to find a teacher that's going to respect the students that they're teaching.
I think it all comes down to parents to some extent. Parents need to be involved. The parents need to take responsibility.
Right. This is
for
if I was sending my
education.
Child to a school in the first
but
place.
But even if you do send your child to a public school, you're responsible. You, the parent, are responsible for that child's education. No one else is responsible. You are the sole person responsible for educating your child. You may delegate a little bit to this person or that person, but in the end, you're responsible.
And I think that if you're in that situation, you know, like I was, and I even told my parents, and what they just said is, well, you know, best thing you can do is try to, you know, blend in. And I'm like, well, you know, I can't. But, I've decided, because like I said, I've got a little girl, and she's got red hair, and I know she's probably not going to have the same kind of problems that I did. I was hoping she wouldn't have red hair, but she does.
Are you kidding?
I'm gonna be the person that's gonna go in and be like, you have a sit down teacher. Hey, if there's an ongoing thing, let's talk about what's going on and try to figure out what the reason for all this stuff is. And that does need to happen. As far as
is it also possible that in school you were a troublemaker?
You gotta, you know, at some point in your life get thick skin and let stuff get, you know, over. Because if you let little things bother you,
I totally agree.
Don't get thick skin. Keep your heart soft and communicate your needs.
Well, I think it's important to do both. I mean, I think it's important to communicate what you're looking for in life, but also to, you know, not let what people are saying about you get to you. I mean, if you, like the guy was saying earlier, if you read a bunch of YouTube comments, it'll really get you down because people are so mean and nasty on there. Like, you know, there's no reason to submit yourself to that. You don't have to spend your time absorbing all of that negativity.
But, you know, to discuss the public school issue, I was in public school at a time when these girls wanted to shave my head. And I was 13 years old, I guess, and I was a freshman in high school. And I didn't want to go to school because I didn't want them to grab me and shave my head. So I worked it out with my teachers that I didn't have to go to class. And after, what was like 5 weeks or something, I was called in. And with 13 or so people there present, including police, they declared me a manipulative subversive and put me in a mental hospital.
Rob, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Whether you want to share your experience with being bullied or perhaps you were the bully, 855-450-3733. Briefly, for a very brief time, I'm not proud of it.
Those cops had you pegged early on.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Archives, they're there. Just click and download as many as you like. They go all the way back to late 2006, and they're yours for free over at freetalklive.com. And the last 7 days worth of the show are right at the top of the page in our little podcast bar thing. And then there's on the left-hand side underneath Listen and Share a link to SoundCloud. And when you click the SoundCloud link, that is when the archives will open up to you, going all the way back to 2006 and including the Edgington Post, which is Mark's interview series that he's been doing for a while. You can get those through our SoundCloud link as well over at freetalklive.com. In fact, I made that short URL, Mark, that you'd asked for last night, soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
That makes it more convenient.
We'll take you directly to said SoundCloud page with all of our show entries in and the Edgington Post.
Great.
And it's all brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yep, SACL CAI. They've been a longtime sponsor. They're the sponsor of our phone lines. And frankly, you know, it's sponsors like SACL CAI that make Free Talk Live possible. Jason Osborne, one of the principals over at SACL CAI, is a big supporter of Liberty. And he's supported Free Talk Live all along through thick and thin. And if you have a business that needs to try something new in the area of collections, I'd really encourage you to try SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page. The employees at SACL and CAI are trained to resolve issues for your clients and treat them with respect. They have the best equipment that money can buy, so that your business is handled efficiently. You can go back and listen to the recordings of whatever conversations might have occurred between the agents at SACL CAI and your customers. So you can see their banner, like I said, at freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue with you and your calls. Matt is listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Matt.
Evening, Mark, Ian, and Michelle.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
I was asked to drive a neighbor lady of mine to court today.
Wait, is this our Matt? Pork Fest?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle. And I'd like to say that I'm a big fan of redheads, too.
Go ahead.
But I was asked by this lady, a neighbor lady of mine downstairs. She doesn't have a car, and she needed a ride to court this morning. So I gave her a ride to court, and she had quite a tale to tell.
Oh, boy.
Now, she was going to actually be sentenced. She's going to spend 2 days in jail, and she needed to make all the arrangements to report to jail and everything else today. And the reason is for, the reason is because her house was broken into.
Her house was broken into, okay.
Her apartment was broken into.
Okay.
And here's what happened. She moved into the complex about a year and a half ago. And she was hanging out downstairs with some neighbors. They were drinking. So she went back into her apartment to use the restroom. And when she came into her apartment, she saw that the screen had been broken out, the window had been opened up, and on her counter were all her meds, all empty bottles. So somebody had come in and taken all the pills out of her bottles of meds and ran off with them. So she needed to report this to the police, and she doesn't have her phone for some reason. I don't know why. Didn't go into a lot of the details, but she didn't have a phone. So she got into her car, and the police station is about 5 blocks from where we live. And she drove down to the police station to report this burglary. So she gets down to the police station. The police come down, and they're listening to her. And they go, "Are you drunk?"
Mistake number one.
And she didn't think she was drunk, and they made her blow into the breathalyzer. So she blew. And came up about 0.1, something like that.
Oh.
And so they arrested her for drunk driving. Threw her.
Wow.
She's all mad. I've known this lady for a while, and when she gets angry, she kind of has a tendency to lose it. And so she's been going to court for about a year and a half now.
Jeez.
And, they decided to throw her in jail for 2 days. So she's spending 2 days in jail. She's got 6 weeks, 6 5-day weeks, of, or so 30 days of community service, which up here means she has to go work for the sheriff's police. The sheriff's police, they have this little kind of like a warehouse where anybody that's been naughty goes to, and they sit there for 8 hours a day, and they'll either wash cars or go along the highway picking up garbage. Or, they've had people painting rooms that, you know, for the public, or doing laundry for the adolescent home nearby.
Wow. So basically, yet again, when somebody thinks the police are going to help them, they end up helping them into a criminal charge and eventually a jail cell. She went there expecting that she was going to be able to somehow get her pills back, which, police aren't going to find your pills, lady.
You know, some people consider it a bad thing that the pills are even out there, you know? Other people shouldn't have these.
Yeah, well,
it's a danger.
Unfortunately, people have to learn this the hard way. You think the police are there to help you, and they're not. They're there to arrest you and find reasons to put you in cages.
Yeah, she delivered a criminal to them the way they saw it.
Exactly, and it was herself, and to add insult to injuries, they did investigate the burglary claim, and when they got here, they said that there was no evidence that anybody had burgled her home, and she's like, "Well, what about my empty pill bottles? What about this
and that?"
Their busted out screen. What about that?
Yeah, that's not evidence. When they drove her back, when the cop that drove her back, according to her. When he got here, see, the other two that investigated didn't see the busted out screen. When he got here, he saw the busted out screen in the window, and she had been at the police department, at the police station that whole time, and she said, see? And he said, well, it's your word against the police officers.
And this is in Illinois. Where in Illinois?
This is in Addison, Illinois.
Okay.
The Addison police.
Yep. I appreciate you sharing that story. Anything you want to add to it?
No, that's about it. It was really sad. It had me shaking my head.
That is terrible.
Just going, you know, see, why didn't you use somebody else's phone? Why didn't you do it? She's like, I'm not thinking. She goes into her house and she sees that her house has been burglarized. She feels violated. She feels angry. They're not going to think. So here again, the police could have used discretion, and they didn't.
Thanks for the call, Matt. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. I mean, why bother doing all that investigating with regards to the pills being stolen when you could just test somebody's breath and arrest the alleged victim?
Well, I think that there's an argument to be had for the other side here, and I'm going to say,
police's side?
What if she had a 0.25 blood alcohol level?
Did she make it there safely?
She did make it there safely,
okay.
No doubt. But
and she was able to articulate the whatever it was that was her complaint.
She didn't articulate it well enough because they did ask her if she was drunk.
I think that drunk driving should not be illegal.
Me
so
too.
The level of intoxication the woman had is, to me, not really an issue. If drunk driving were legal, then we'd have safer roads.
Well, the point that you're making there is that if people can conduct their vehicles safely, if somebody...
Whether I'm drunk or not, if I run into someone and injure them or their property or worse, I'm still liable.
Right, whether you were changing the radio station,
right.
Drunk, falling asleep at the
crappy
wheel,
driver,
arguing
whatever.
With your son,
yep.
Whatever.
You don't think that a police officer should pull over somebody who's driving terribly, recklessly, and swerving all over the place?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I don't think that means that, you know, there's a crime that's been committed. I don't think that means that, you know, a victim has been created.
What if you're having a seizure?
How do you stop somebody from driving like that?
You don't. You can't.
A lot of people with seizures aren't allowed to drive.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people who've been convicted of DUI aren't allowed to drive. They do anyway.
A lot of times they do.
Yeah, a lot of times. A lot of people who get DUIs, even though they're banned from driving, will continue to drink and continue to drive. And they'll get more DUIs on top of that. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI.
Later they'll take a bike.
SACL CAI toll-free line, and then they'll get a BUI, which, believe it or not, does actually happen.
A buoy.
Sounds funny, but it happens. 855-450-FREE, you can bring up what you want, tell your story about whatever's on your mind. Plus, the FCC chairman wants to be your internet cop. We'll explain. Your moments. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD for just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling. You'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in. Bring us anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. So head over there and enjoy. Once again, freetalklive.com. You, if you like the show, may support us by going to shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon, through the links you'll find there at shop.freetalklive.com, we'll get a portion of the purchase price. So Amazon basically cutting Free Talk Live a portion of the total because we're sending them the business. So get what you're looking for online and get it shipped to you free in a lot of cases. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their items when you buy over $25 worth. It's brand new. But maybe you don't want to buy new. Maybe you want to buy used. You can do that too. Over at shop.freetalklive.com. Just click into the right Amazon for you. Amazon UK, US, Amazon Canada. It's all there. Shop.freetalklive.com. Right back to the phones. And your thoughts. Let's go to Craig in Kentucky. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know tonight that your feed is intermittent. There's a problem with your feed. It's on again, off again.
Well, I think that you would. I'm sorry, Michelle, I had you muted there. I think that, we don't have time to do technical support on the radio show, but certainly you're welcome to send details in via email about any sort of technical difficulties that you have, and we'll do our best to get that remedied. Was there anything you wanted to talk about?
Well, I had something that I wanted to bring up. You talked about a subject or a topic for about the last week. And that was on suicide. You talked about suicide, and
yep.
For whatever the reason, for whatever the cause, that people would commit suicide. I won't mention anything specific, no specific names or anything specifically, because of liability. I'd rather not do that. But one of the criteria for the treatment or for hospitalization is to have tried to commit suicide.
That's certainly one of them, yeah.
Well, that's that seems to be a little bit too late.
You're saying somebody should be hospitalized beforehand?
Well, if somebody goes to the hospital and says and tells the person, the intake personnel, I want to die, or I feel like that I want to commit suicide, I've got problems, or I need help. One of the criteria should be that, well, have you tried to commit suicide? Because after you tried, possibilities are that it's too late.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I don't imagine most places are going to just turn somebody away that comes into, like, a hospital.
Well, you're incorrect. You're incorrect on that, and that's not an argumentative. That's not an argumentative.
So you've been there. You've known somebody, or you personally have done this?
I personally witnessed this.
I see. Were you working at a hospital?
No, sir. Okay. I had taken somebody to the hospital just because of that reason.
And the hospital staff was cold to them? They did not offer them any kind of counseling or assistance or anything like that?
Well, they told them that the only thing they could do, their criteria, and like I said, their criteria, but one of their criteria was based on the fact that they try.
Yeah, that's a bad criteria.
I'm sorry, I don't believe you. I think that you have some facts mixed up there, because every single state has a rule that if you are a danger to yourself, a perceived danger to yourself or to anyone else, that they can pink slip you, 552 you. It's a different statute in every state, but they can put you on a 72 hour hold, and after 72 hours, they can. Yes, it is.
You may be correct on that, but I've told that that's not a lie. That's the truth.
You're saying that what happened is what happened, and I'm not going to discount Craig's story here. I imagine that
he's missing some facts.
So you were physically there when this conversation transpired.
I was physically there when the conversation took place.
And what you're saying is that your friend had some issues. He expressed them to the hospital staff, and they asked him had he attempted it, and that was it. That was all they wanted to do for him.
They said, "Well, did you try to commit suicide?" They said no, that they wanted to. They were thinking about the ways that they could do it, and they told them that the criterion had to be that they tried to commit suicide before they could.
And what state was this, in Kentucky, where that happened?
For liability's sake, I'd rather not mention, but yeah,
I don't know if narrowing it down to which state it is really going to put anybody in a situation where anyone would be liable. Well, but I understand. You're concerned, and
but actually, I don't take offense to the lady's comments. I wouldn't call into a program and get on the air and perjure myself.
I heard you, man. I'm taking you at your word, and I appreciate your call tonight, Craig. Thank you for it. At 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But then again, I've been accused of being gullible, so I tend to believe
you. According to Mark over here, there's nothing sexier than a person who's gullible.
No,
isn't that what
gullible
she said?
Woman. Gullible men are not sexy.
But then you said that when you got out of prison, you liked men for a year, so.
No, I don't think I said that.
Oh, okay.
It's a good story, though.
So, yeah, things can be misinterpreted when people say things.
Indeed.
And I don't think that, I shouldn't have used the word lied. I'm not calling him a liar. I do think that some things must have been misinterpreted, because hospitals are legally bound, kind of like, teachers and other public officials or whatever. They're not public officials, but they're legally obligated to basically commit someone for their own good under those circumstances. So anytime you threaten to hurt someone or threaten to hurt yourself.
I tend to understand where you're coming from, but it's even though somebody's legally bound to something doesn't mean they'll perform to those bindings. So it's certainly possible that whichever staff member he talked to, didn't know about the legal bindings, or maybe misunderstood them, or was angry, or something was getting to them that day, and they just didn't perform.
Right. They didn't feel like helping out the suicidal person. Jeez.
I don't know what was going on in that situation, but it's certainly a story that's disturbing. But it's disturbing from both sides. I mean, on one side, you want somebody to get help, but is it always the best thing to do to lock somebody in a room against their will? Is that going to make them less suicidal?
I don't know. I don't know how, you know, I wouldn't propose to know how to deal with a person who's in that kind of condition.
Hey, if someone wants help who's suicidal, then you should give them some pills or a gun.
I don't think so. I think that that's, you know, it's a terrible time to...
that was sick. Michelle, that was sick.
Indeed. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think people should be free to kill themselves if that's what they want to do, but I'm not certainly not going to help them in any way, yes, shape, or form. I'm going to assume that they're mentally ill and try to help them in that way.
Nick is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Nick.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
As I've said a few times before on Free Talk Live, I had almost universally positive experiences in school. For one, my red hair was never a problem. I didn't even know that was a problem for anyone.
Okay.
But, Nick, you have red hair?
Yes.
So it's just another reason to crush on you. Keep going.
Well, thank you. There was one incident that happened in middle school. It was a brief fight that I had in the gym locker room after gym one day. Not even much of a fight. I can't even remember what it was about. But
they usually aren't much of a fight.
We used to call them pushy pushies.
I'll get to that. I can't even remember what it was about, but I remember it having built up over the course of a day or two because I made a point of confronting this guy who'd been picking on me. It was just the two of us left in the locker room one day after everyone had changed and left to go to their next classes. And I can't remember the conversation.
That's not generally how bullies work. I think that that's very interesting that it was just you and he in the locker room. Usually there are people that play for an audience.
They want to put on a show, yeah.
Well, this was my experience.
Okay, but, I'd love to hear it. I just, you know.
But it was just, it was something personal between him and me. I don't remember what it was about, but at one point during that conversation, I said something that made him react to me, where he looked at me for like the first time in the conversation, really looked at me, and then he hopped up on a locker room bench and glared me down threateningly. And I didn't back down. In fact, I thought he was kind of silly. So I said, "What, you think you're better now?" Just what?
This sounds silly.
Yeah. And I said something like, "What, you think you're better now just because you're up higher?" And I guess that kind of put him into a corner because he had expected me to back down or something.
Hold that thought. We're going to get to the rest of your story here in a moment. The cliffhanger. What happened in the locker room between the bully and Nick? 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Sure, you're standing on a bench. That's like a perfect height for something.
855-455.
This is a bully.
453. You can tell your story. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number three is next. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FAKE-TV.com, the burglar deterrent.